Chapter 21. "Jason, look," Eve screamed, clinging to the pipe for dear life. "Look at the boss. He's using his reserves of nuclear power to start up the cyclotron." "Of course," Alex yelled. "What else can he use? There are no electrical outlets down here." "But he needs that power for himself, too," Eve answered. "He's nothing without it. Look at him." Jason glanced over his shoulder. In the room's dim light, the plutonium boss seemed to be flickering. For a split second, he glowed brightly, then sputtered. Jason looked downward. Despite the diminished power, he was still being dragged along. Not as strongly as before, but strongly enough to prevent his escape. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw his laser gun on the ground. It was only about 5 feet away. If he could only tear free of the boss's hold. With every last ounce of strength, he threw himself toward the gun. There was a zzzz sound, a breaking of some sort of field. Jason hurtled through the air. He landed inches from the gun. Instantly, he was jerked back up again. The invisible field was pulling him with double the force. But his fingers were now wrapped around his laser gun. "You are wasting your energy," the plutonium boss called out, his voice half the volume it once was. "Those bullets have no effect on me." "Maybe not on you, dinosaur face," Jason said. He swung the gun around toward the cyclotron wall, pointing it at a spot near the boss. "But it looks like your great invention is made of earth materials." He took careful aim. Pew, pew, pew! A large hole ripped through the cyclotron wall. The plutonium boss fell to the ground with a resounding FOOM! He began sliding toward the hole. The cyclotron's energy was pulling him in. His scream made Jason's skin tingle. Jason, Alex, and Eve all fell limply. Eve's chains had vanished. They were free. "He's using all his own energy to save himself," Eve said. "Let's run!" A sudden explosion tore up the ground, inches from their faces. They spun around.
"Die, you insects!"
the plutonium boss shrieked. Three pulsating energy orbs shot out of his mouth. Poosh! 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 Jason, Alex, and Eve dove away. Scrambling to his feet, Jason pointed his gun at the boss. His shots hit their mark. This time, the boss let out a cry of pain. The cyclotron's power was picking up. The boss flailed his legs helplessly. Green and yellow sparks discharged from the pores of his skin. As he slid toward the hole, he left a trail of glowing purple slime.
"You cannot escape," the boss said.
Three more energy orbs burst out of his mouth. Jason shot at them, deflecting them midair. The boss was now at the hole. He swung his legs around. He braced them on either side. The suction of the cyclotron pulled at his face body, stretching it, making its horrible features even more grotesque. He pulled against it, letting out a furious howl. Then, with a sickening pop, the plutonium boss was sucked inside. There was no time to feel relief. The cyclotron began to rumble furiously. There was a high-pitched squeal. A sign on the door flashed, "Malfunction! Structural damage!" Huge chunks of stone and dirt began falling around them. "Here we go again," Alex cried out. "This is for real," Jason said. "That thing is going to blow." "Let's get out of here," Alex yelled, grabbing his two friends' arms. Eve pulled him back. She looked him in the face, sweat pouring down her brow, making rivulets past her bloodshot eyes. "There's no place to go, don't you see? When the cyclotron explodes, the world goes with it."